Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This verse is a pivotal one in the Bible, spoken by Jesus just before his ascension into heaven. It outlines the mission and empowerment of his followers through the Holy Spirit. Let's break it down. 1. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. This part emphasizes the role of the Holy Spirit in empowering believers. It signifies that Christians are not left alone in their mission, but are equipped with divine power. Bible example. Acts 2 describes the fulfillment of this promise on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, empowering them to preach boldly. 2. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Here, Jesus outlines the geographical scope of their mission. It starts from their immediate surroundings and extends to the farthest reaches of the earth. Bible example good. Acts 8 shows Philip preaching in Samaria, fulfilling this command by spreading the gospel beyond Jerusalem. Bible example bad. Jonah's reluctance to go to Nineveh in the book of Jonah is an example of failing to obey this command initially. Detailed practical explanation. Jerusalem. This represents our immediate surroundings, our home, neighborhood, workplace, or community. It's where our mission field begins. Judea and Samaria. This signifies reaching out to neighboring regions, maybe areas culturally or socially different from our own. Ends of the earth. This encompasses global missions, taking the gospel to places far beyond our comfort zones, sometimes to unreached people groups or distant lands. Good example of application. Missionaries who leave their comfort zones to preach the gospel in remote areas or in places hostile to Christianity. Bad example of application. Christians who confine their witness only to those who are like them or refuse to engage with people of different backgrounds or beliefs. Conclusion. Acts 1:8 is a call to action for all believers. It's a reminder of the empowerment we receive through the Holy Spirit and the universal scope of our mission. By applying this verse in our lives, we become effective witnesses for Christ, impacting our immediate communities, neighboring regions, and ultimately the whole world with the message of salvation.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.